Shalom. You are listening to The Set Voice by Pastor Randolph Ajay. This podcast will help you clearly identify God's voice in this season of uncertainty by solidifying your walk with Christ. And now, let's hear the word of God for today.
Shalom. In the last episode, we looked at planning and bringing order. One of the attributes of God we established was that God is a very orderly God. God did not just do things anyhow. He doesn't do things anyhow. He makes sure that he puts things in place for what he wants to do. Taking you back, or just doing a flashback, we said that the first thing we need to set in motion for the year is to ensure that we put God first. We seek his face in prayer, in devotion, in seeking his mind. And the moment we get to seek his mind, we have to get to the place of implementation. And we cannot implement the mind of God or the will of God if we are disorderly. So we established that one of the things we need to set as a precedent for this year, one of the things that needs to be on our list, one of the things that we need to pursue highly is to bring order. We said that when you bring order, your life is going to be ordered. Watch out, people that do things anyhow. They don't care how life goes. They just leave the day as it comes and do things the way they want to do it. One of the things that you see with these people is that, you know, their life is very, very chaotic. Things don't go the very way they want it to go. Why? Because they don't bring what is called order. Now, so we said that in the year 2021, make sure that you bring order in your life. Even with your relationship with God, set times for him. Determine what time you want to be praying and seeking his face. Put things in the right place, in the right perspective, so that the Holy Spirit would be able to flow in your life. So now we are seeking God. We are going to bring order. What is the next thing that we need to do? Determine who you'd be going with this year. Somebody said that if you want to go fast, go alone. But if you want to go far, go with someone. You see, God has created the world in such a way that he takes men to use men. He takes men to bless men. He takes men to lead men. God brings his will to come to pass based on the men that he sends into the life of people. You are where you are because of the people you've met, and you'd be where you are going to be because of the people you would meet. And this is why it's very important that you seek the face of God to bring the right people into your life in the year 2021. We call it kingdom connection. People call it destiny helpers. It's very important. You see, in the book of Genesis, the chapter number 1, the verse number 26, the Bible says, "Then God said, let us make man in our own image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him male and female. "And he blessed them and said, be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the face of the earth." Why would God create everything and bring man? Because man was God's plan to continue his agenda. God knew that he needed a partner. God was not going to leave the heavens and come and till the ground on earth. God was not going to leave his throne in heaven and come and, you know, be naming sheep and goats and do all of these kind of things. God knew that in ministry, he had to have a partner. In his life, he had to have a partner. Guess what? Even with Adam, God had to bring a certain woman called Eve into the scene. And the reason why Eve came was to be a helpmeet for God. Now let's look at God in flesh. Jesus himself, God incarnate. God, Jesus comes upon the face of the earth. And guess what? The first thing he does is that after he has gone to seek the face of God and prayed, and he had been endowed with the power of the Holy Spirit, and God had publicly declared, you know, his affirmation upon him as his son, and that the whole world should listen to him. And after Jesus had gone into the place of seclusion for 40 days and 40 nights, going to pray. Remember, we said that the ego, one of our natures is an ego, that we have to go and spend time with God. When Jesus had gone to spend 40 days and 40 nights with God, Jesus came back, and guess what? He did not fully begin his ministry until he began to call his disciples. Jesus had to set his government in place. He had to set his cabinet in place. You know, the number 12 represents government, and that is why we have the, you know, the 12 tribes of Israel, which are the 12 sons of Jacob. In, you know, the word of God says in the book of Revelation, we have the 12 gates and the 12 doors. No king or no prime minister or no president, even if they've been voted in power, would have the legal right to carry on their mandate if they've not set their government or their cabinet in motion. promotion, and this is where they choose people. This is going to be Minister of Finance, and this is going to be that, and this is going to be that. It has to take them to set their right cabinet in place before they can execute work. Why? Because God calls you to do something, but he never calls you to do it alone. Now, this is what you have to understand. As part of you bringing order, one of the things that you have to determine is that, who are you going to go with this year? Who are the, going to be the people that are going to be part and parcel of the, you know, of the team or the mandate that God is calling you to do? Make sure that you choose the right friends in your life. Make sure that you have the right people around you. When you create the right people and you create the enabling environment around you, what is going to happen eventually is that your life is going to go in the right direction. So listen, you've prayed to God. You've put your life in, you know, you've set the kind of things that you want to do. One of the other things you have to start looking at, who is in my life? Who are my friends? You see, some of your friends last year were nothing but time wasters. Some of them, you know, actually took you out of the will of God. Why? Because they became conduits and tools for the enemy to use, that when God wanted to, you know, ask you to be somewhere at a certain point in time, they occupied you and they set you to do something else. And because of that, you could not do the very thing that God was calling you to do. And this is why I call it all the time. I said friendship. That word friendship is two words. It's a friend and a ship. A ship is a vehicle that is going to take you somewhere. A friend is an acquaintance. So make sure that whoever is in your life is jumping on the boat to take you to that very place that God wants you to be. So one of the things you need to set in place this year, in the year 2021, if you want it to be what God wants it to be, and if you want to go to where God wants you to go, is that you would have to decide, who am I going with? God needed Adam. Adam needed Eve. Jesus Christ needed the 12 disciples. You cannot operate by yourself. You cannot function by yourself. If you want to go far in this year, if you want to be effective in this year, the kind of people you surround yourself with is very, very important. The Bible says that if you walk with the wise, you shall be wise, but the companions of fools will suffer harm. So make sure who, you know, the Bible says again that, you know, as iron sharpens iron, so thus man sharpens the countenance of his friend. So who will be sharpening you this year? Who will be working with you this year? That dream and vision God has given you, who are you going to work with and operate with to ensure that brings into fruition? If there's anything that you have to check in this year to ensure that the will of God, the mind of God, and the mandate of God comes upon your life, you have to ask yourself, who am I going to? Now, guess what? This is the story I leave you with. God calls Moses, tells him he's going to take him to, you know, Egypt. He shows him all the miracles, but he said, listen, your brother Aaron would meet you on the way. And when he meets you, what of the things he's going to be a spokesperson for you. Now, God sends Abraham, and guess what? Abraham takes Lot along him on the way. Look at the scripture. Go through the context of Bible. Elijah needed Elisha. Everybody needed somebody. God has not called you to function. You see, if you decide to go by yourself, you'll be tired. If you decide to, that's why the Bible says that two heads are better than one. The Bible says that when one is falling, the other person would pull them up. Jesus never started his ministry until he called the 12. Therefore, as you are taking time to set, you know, the right precedent and the right order in place for the year 2021, look at all the people around you and ask yourself, which of them has God placed in my life in this year to take me to where he wants me to be? Remember, not everybody who was in your life last year must be in this year. Some of them, you have to understand that their season is over. And sometimes the big, most difficult thing for us to do is to say goodbye. You see, goodbye is two words, like I say, is good and bye. Sometimes there's actually a very good in the bye. So you have to know who you are leaving behind. You have to know whose season ended last year. You have to understand that whose season is it coming. You would have to speak to God and let him tell you which kind of people he wants you to work with this year. Because listen, God will not bring you a vision without bringing you people that will help you carry that vision ahead. So one of the things that you also have to be looking at out for doing this year is that seeking the face of God and make sure so that you build the right team around you. Build the right team around you. Again, build the right team around you. Bring the right people around you. Not just any ordinary people, but the people that God wants them to be in your life. Form that cabinet for that very thing that God is calling you to do. And I can show you your life is going to be in that right direction and victory is going to be the option. So listen, you've prayed, you saw the face of God, you've put him first, you've set all that in place, form your cabinet. Look through your friends. Look through the people that God has surrounded you with. There could be people that you don't even like. They are the people you need. Go to God, seek his face, and let him connect you with the right people. When you have the right people in place, you are ready to roll and do that which God has called you to do. God bless you. Shalom. Have a fruitful week.
Thank you for tuning into this podcast. We pray you were blessed. Please follow Pastor Randolph on all social media platforms. We also invite you to fellowship with us here at Kingdom Ambassador Center on Sunday mornings from 11 a.m. at Unit 21 Millmead Business Centre, Millmead Road, N17 9QU in Tottenham Hale, London. Our services are also live streamed on Sundays at 11 a.m. on our KAC Network YouTube page. We hope to see you soon. Shalom and God bless you.